Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. I urge you to imitate me. That's why I've sent Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. He will remind you of how I follow Christ Jesus, just as I teach in all the churches wherever I go. The disciples learned how to follow Jesus by looking at his example. They saw the way in which he responded to the constant demands of his ministry. They saw his kindness and patience, and the way in which he welcomed every kind of person. They were often shocked by the things he said and by the sort of people that he spent time with. Previously, they would have steered well clear of prostitutes, tax collectors, and people with leprosy, but Jesus always had time for them. Paul didn't have the privilege of observing Jesus' ministry firsthand, but he recognized the importance of learning by example, and he offered his life as one to be imitated. How else would people learn how to put Christian teaching into practice? In our verses today, he told the Corinthian church that he was sending his young friend Timothy to them to remind them of his example. I suspect that we would all become rather coy at the thought of people copying our example. But the fact is that every day, as we live for Christ, we are being watched. People are looking at the way we respond to different situations. They see how we face challenges and celebrate successes. There is no way in which we can hide away. So we need to ensure that every day we're setting a good example that's worth following. Now let me ask you a question. Who will be looking at your life today? And what example will you be setting? And now let me pray with you. Dear Lord, thank you for all the people who have set a good example for us to follow. Fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we can live a life which will help others to follow you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.